Luke chapter 4. And Yeshua, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and when they had ended, he was afterward hungry. And the devil said to him, If you are the Son of Elohim, command this stone that it be made bread. And Yeshua answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Elohim. And the devil, taking him up upon a high mountain, showed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, All this power I will give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered to me, and to whomever I wish I give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be your. And Yeshua answered and said to him, Get you behind me, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship Yeshua your Elohim, and you shall serve him only. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of Elohim, cast yourself down from here. For it is written, He will give His angels charge over you to keep you. And in their hands they will bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. And Yeshua answering, said to him, It is said, You shall not tempt Yeshua your Elohim. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Yeshua returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath, and stood up to read. And there was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of Yeshua is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at freedom those who are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of Yeshua. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all those who were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, This day this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And all bore him testimony, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is this not Joseph's son? And he said to them, You will surely say to me this proverb, Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do here in your country also. And he said, Truly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you in truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But Elijah was sent to none of them, save to Sarepta, a city of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and not one of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up, and thrust him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went away. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean devil, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, Leave us alone, what have we to do with you, Yeshua of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of Elohim. And Yeshua rebuked him, saying, Hold your peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and did not hurt him. And they were all amazed, and spoke among themselves, saying, What a word this is! For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the surrounding country. And he arose out of the synagogue, and entered into Simon's house. And the mother of Simon's wife was taken with a violent fever, and they prayed him for her. And he stood over her, and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered to them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any sick with diverse diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, and saying, You are the Messiah, the Son of Elohim. And rebuking them, he did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Messiah. And when it was day, he departed, and went into a desert place, and the people sought him, came to him, and stayed him, so that he should not depart from them. And he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of Elohim to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee.